Hello, ladies. Welcome to a new episode of our podcast. I'm so excited to be with you in this episode. Why? Because I was about to go to bed and then all of a sudden I just had the idea for this podcast episode. So I got out of my bed, came to my desk, and I decided to just record it because I didn't want the ideas to just go away from me. So super excited to be here with you right now. And in this episode, I want to talk to you about three reasons why you will not regret a breakup. Three reasons why you won't regret a breakup. So let's start right away with number one reason. The number one reason is that So a breakup is like your best teacher, because it lets you know so much about who you are, about yourself. Yes, like who you are, and then what do you want to do? What do you want to your life to look like? Why do you want to have a relationship? What kind of relationship do you want to have? And then what was the real reason why you were in the relationship that you just had like a breakup with? What inspires you in life? What are you passionate about in life? What brings joy to your heart? What makes you feel like a 10-year-old again? What just lights your heart? Like, what makes you smile? What do you like to do? Who are the people that you want to surround yourself with? What kind of work do you want to do? How do you want to feel getting up every morning? How do you want to feel like? What are some of the amazing experiences that you want to have? Like, what do you want? Yes? And it also tells you about the parts that we don't like to know about ourselves, like, what are your insecurities? What makes you feel insecure? What do you question yourself about? What do you feel confident about when you're doing? Yes. What kind of success did you have in life? How can you continue to build on that success? What kind of skills do you have? What are you good at? What are you not good at? How can you be even better in what you're good at? How can you invest in yourself to sharpen your skills so that you have a better quality of life? All these questions are amazing questions, and they just open giant doors of opportunities and of and inspiration and of growth. And I just say, I cannot begin to describe to you what started to happen and what started to shift in my life when I allowed myself to actually just daydream and to continue to think about these questions and explore the ideas and the opportunities that are surrounding me. I were surrounding me, but I was unaware of them because I would just focus on that person. I would just focus on one person out of the whole world. Yes, I was attaching my happiness and my joy to him. I was so afraid. I was so afraid of him leaving me. I was so afraid of being by myself. I was so afraid of not being good enough for him. And when he left, all of these, you know, plates that I was trying to keep running up, they just came falling down and they actually crashed around me. Everything in my life crashed. My health, my career, nothing in my life was working. And thank God that that happened, because all of this just forced me to look myself in the eye and to say, hey, like once and for all, what is this all for? What is this all for? Why am I so scared of him leaving? Well, now that he left, there's nothing to be afraid of because he's gone. Yes. So a relationship, that's the number one. It's your best teacher. It teaches you about who you are, like about so many things about yourself. And it also teaches you about others around you, others like in general, the nature of human beings, and others around you, like your family members, your friends. Like, why do people get into relationships to begin with? Who are the people that have amazing relationships around you that you could be learn that you can begin to learn from? And who are the ones that you want to be aware and never to apply their advice into your life? Otherwise, you're gonna get the same results, and you don't want to get that. Yes. Number two, it's a breakup is an opportunity to get back to plans that you put on hold. I mean, I can't begin to like tell you about how many people start talking about, oh my God, like what happened after they had a breakup and they were just so depressed and so much pain. They went back to an old hobby that they just, let go of years ago. I don't know, like painting, sketching, playing golf, like engaging with people, acting, yes, doing crafts, traveling, so many amazing things that we sometimes like studying even or exploring new areas, new subjects. There's so many things that we put on hold when we are in a relationship, because remember, a relationship takes so much time of our day that we could easily invest in something else. I'm not telling you to not ever have a relationship again. What I'm saying is that if you are going through a breakup right now, that's a great opportunity for you to just go back and check, your old notebooks, your old journals. What did you like to do? What did you like to do? I personally loved reading self-help books, and I loved exploring about these ideas and the philosophies that they presented. And I just loved thinking about those, and I loved having like conversations about these. Yes, I loved having a goal, like something to work for. I loved having a mission, something like something that I serve for, something that I love doing. Yes, it has it will has it could have everything to do with money, but it doesn't have to do with money. It could be just something that you like to do for fun, helping people, volunteering, I don't know, having a pet, taking your pet for a walk, whatever it is. Just a breakup is your amazing opportunity to go back and to explore yourself. What did you like to do before? Yes. And then it allows you to go back. And then once you go back and start to explore these things, you'll find new opportunities, new doors. You'll have passion for life again. You start to love, and you start to find meaning in things and in relationships and in everything around you in the world. Yes. And number three is that a breakup allows you to unlock hidden creativity. And that one is big. That one is big, actually. Why? Because sometimes when we are in relationships, and especially the ones like we know they're not working, but we just keep them because we're too scared to leave. We're too scared to just do something about it. So we continue to play small. We play a small game because we don't want to stir any kind of insecurities in our partner if we start to become creative, like more creative or even more successful. So we always question ourselves, and we always, we put so much weight on the partner's or the ex's opinion of what we do. And if he is not approving of what you do, then you start to question it, like, yeah. Maybe he's right. No, he's not right. He's not right. He doesn't know you. He's insecure. He's scared of you growing, outgrowing him, and then getting to a point where you feel like, I can't be in the relationship anymore because it's not serving me. I keep growing. This relationship is dead. I'm out of here. Yes. And that was something that I had an experience with. there was so much hidden creativity within me that I wouldn't let go because I was just like worried, like, what if I start to make more money than him? And honestly, at one point he said, if I remember correctly, I think he said, it wouldn't be a good thing if you start to make more money than I do. It was something like that. I think that for him, it was like losing part of his sense of masculinity, which some men get from the amount of money that they make. So sometimes for us women, we tend to play small because we don't want to stir like what if he starts to feel uncomfortable about that? Like what if he doesn't think that what I do is a good idea. He doesn't support me. Like, yes. So there you go. There you have it. So these are three reasons why I'm telling you, you will not regret a breakup. So, and if you have already made the decision, just stick to it. Stick to it and find the right people. Find the community. Find the people who cheer for you. Find the people who understand what you're going through. Find the people who have similar experiences and they're talking from experience and they're there to help you, support you, to be there for you. Yes. And that's one of the reasons why I designed this 5-day challenge. 5-day challenge. It's called From Breakup to Break Free. From Breakup to Break Free challenge. It's going to be from June 25th to June 29th for 5 days. We're going to get together and I'm going to meet you every day live for 1 hour in our Facebook group. And I'm going to give you like my all. I'm going to give you my all. I'll tell you the things that I learned. What did I do to go from severely depressed and even suicidal to be years ago to where I am today, living every day from a place of joy, appreciation, and, you know, just a desire to serve and to give and to help those who are going through what I've been through before? There is so much. And, you know, listen, you've got nothing to lose. Yes, this is a free challenge. All you need to do to join it is just click the link that you find in the description of this episode, or you can go to Facebook and in the search bar, you can type From Breakup to Break Free. From Breakup to Break Free challenge. Join the group. I'm going to welcome you there. I'm going to be cheerleading you, me, and a whole community of women who are going through the same pain, who know how it feels like to be in this struggle, but they are there to support you, and we are going to be there to support you. Yes, I'm going to give you the things that I learned, the skills. I'm going to be every day living in this Facebook group. I'm guaranteeing you, you're not going to regret it ever. You will not regret it, and you will not regret joining our challenge again. Click the link in the description of this episode, or go to Facebook. From Breakup to Break Free challenge is going to be from 25th of June to the 29th every day for 5 days, 1 hour every day. I'm going to bring my all. I'm just there to serve you, to help you. I want no woman to have to go through the pain of a breakup by herself. You don't need to do that by yourself. There's so many of us who are going through this pain, and you don't have to do it by yourself. Yes, we're going to be there to support each other. So I highly recommend, I highly encourage you. Listen, I know from experience, I don't want you to just wait until years go by and you start looking back and say like, oh my God, why did I waste so many years living in the past and worrying about what was and blaming and pointing fingers at others. I'm here to tell you, blaming is going to do you no good. I tried it. It didn't help. It's not going to help you. What's going to help you is for you to show up to yourself, to take responsibility, and for once and for all, look ahead, work on yourself, know how you can go from where you are to where you can live the best of your life. The best of your life is yet to come. Just go to the click in the go to the link in the description box of this episode, and I can't wait to see you on the other side. Until I see you there, take care of yourself, and I'll catch you up in our next episode. Bye for now. Thank you.